From the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Sean Kelly, Producer Dan, D-Dub and the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Sean Kelly.
How goes it? And greetings from West Virginia as the Black and Blue Report rolls this Wednesday. I'm Sean Kelly, and glad to be with you here from the Greenbrier at West Virginia, where Saints Training Camp 2014 continues, presented by Verizon. And here on the Black and Blue Report today, we'll continue our talking about the Saints and what's been going on here through the first 5 days of practice at the Greenbrier. And we'll also touch upon some basketball, too, and take you out to Las Vegas, where our own Jim Eichenhofer from Pelicans.com has been following Anthony Davis, Monty Williams, and Team USA during their training camp out in the desert. So today is an off day, as a matter of fact, for the Saints players and coaches, although when you call it an off day, it just means no practice. I would imagine the coaches are working this morning, but the players do get truly a day to have some free time to rest and recuperate and maybe take part in some of the activities around the resort. That all started last night after the walkthrough was completed at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. And yesterday was probably the best practice we've seen yet for the Saints. A lot of highlights on both sides of the ball. A lot of good work was done yesterday in perfect weather conditions here in West Virginia. And it was kind of the perfect way to get into the break before resuming practice tomorrow at 8:50 Eastern time. That doesn't mean that we didn't talk to some folks yesterday that we want to share with you today. As we mentioned, we're going to talk Pelicans a bit later, but here in just a moment, we're going to hear from Curtis Lofton first. He is the middle linebacker, the starting middle linebacker for the Saints. He is the quarterback of the Saints defense. It's a Saints defense that's shown very well for itself in the last couple of days. And Curtis is kind of he's not an outspoken individual, but I think today he gives us some insight on how things are going here early on for the black and gold defense. And then after that, we're going to visit with special teams coordinator Greg McMahon today. They've been spending a lot of time on special teams. And as you know, as a fan, during training camp, special teams in a lot of ways is the vehicle for the undrafted free agents, the later round draft guys, and whatnot to make the squad. And so much attention is paid upon special teams for obvious reasons, you know, that how they impact the regular season. But in roster evaluation and getting it down to 53, it plays a huge role in the four preseason games that start 1 week from Friday. So we're going to talk to special teams coordinator Greg McMahon today as well. And as we mentioned, we'll talk Team USA basketball here in just a little bit. It's a nice day here in West Virginia. Hope you're doing well in New Orleans or wherever you may be finding the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans. Daniel Salerson is manning the controls back in Studio B. I'm Sean Kelly in West Virginia, where we will continue with Curtis Lofton next.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today.
Smoothie King asks, what's your purpose?
My name is Trish, and I want more balance in my life. I feel like all I do is rush from one place to the next and end up grabbing a burger along the way. And then I feel guilty, and I start thinking I need to spend an hour on the elliptical, but I don't have time. I want to eat better. I want to feel better. That's my purpose.
We can blend that. Find your balance with the new Greek yogurt smoothies naturally powered by Chobani. Find pleasure in your purpose at Smoothie King.
Welcome back. Let's talk Saints defense for a little bit. As promised, Curtis Lofton on the Black and Blue Report today. Native of Kingfisher, Oklahoma, Lofton is now in his second year with the Black and Gold. This will be his seventh year overall in the NFL, but as a starting middle linebacker last year, he was the quarterback of the Saints defense. He'll fill that role again this year. And last year as a captain, he also led the team in tackles, 139 to be exact, 83 solo, 2 sacks, 5 PBDs, passes defended, and a 1 forced fumble. He was originally selected in the second round at number 37 by the Atlanta Falcons. That was back in the OA draft. We're certainly happy to have him on our side, and I was certainly excited to visit with him yesterday.
I can't help but notice the smile on your face these days when you talk about the defensive side of the football here in camp.
Man, this is one of the best defenses I've ever been a part of. And right now, you know, that's just exciting. The potential that that is out there is exciting. And, you know, we're definitely going to reach it because, you know, we keep taking a step forward each day and keep pushing each other to be great. And that's what it's all about, and gelling as a unit. And once we get that down, man, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Why? What makes it the best defense you've ever played on?
Well, just from the standpoint of players, you look at the players from D-line to linebackers to second to corners to safeties, you know, we got talent every two deep, even three deep in some spots. Mm-hmm. So that alone lets you know what kind of defense we're going to have. But, you know, just like I keep telling everybody, just by having good players, if we don't come together as a team, it doesn't mean anything. So at the end of the day, we got to have the best team, not just the best players, and that's what we're working on right now.
For you being the guy that kind of has to make sure everybody's in the right spot, tell me about the difference between just getting to know Rob Ryan's system last year as opposed to this year.
Last year, I mean, we had a lot of volume. And so then what we did is we cut it down to see what we did best. And once we did that, that's when the defense really clicked. And so going to this year, another year, and I'm comfortable. I'm not really thinking. I'm just, you know, going out there making the checks. And my job as a middle linebacker is to put everybody in the best position to succeed. And when my number's called, make the play. So that's what I do. That's what I pride myself in.
There's got to be some great conversations, whether it be on the field or off, with guys like Jarris Bird now back on the field, Champ Bailey, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame in short order. How much of it is just enjoying each other's company, and how much of it is just truly sharing your craft almost?
Well, you know, those guys, it's just awesome to have them in our room. You know, I grew up watching Champ play, and I know what kind of player he is, and then just playing against Bird a couple of times. And it's just, for me, you know, every guy has played in some kind of system and played a defense a certain way. And so for us to communicate it, to get to the best situation for us to play it, that's at the end of the day, that's all that matters. How do all of us want to play? And once we get there, you know, the potential for this defense is out there. It's going to be great.
Coach says, got to be better at taking the football away. How do you do it? I mean, is there a plan? Is there a trick? What do you do to be better at that other than the other team giving it to you?
You can't give a lip service. You actually got to buy in. And in practice, when a running back gets the ball, you got to punch the ball out. You got to know you got to know the receiver, what route he's on to run, jump the route, make plays. Don't be afraid to go make a play. You know, mm-hmm. You're going to make more plays than you miss, and that's what Rob always tells us. So it gives us the confidence to go out there and do what we do, and that's play football.
From a player standpoint, and the fans are going to be hearing this on Wednesday, your off day, can you give me some sense of what this part of camp is like for you all?
Coach Payton describes it best as been in a tunnel with no light. It's just darkness. So, and saying that, you know, you just got to keep – you don't know what's ahead of you. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And each time you're getting closer and closer to the goal, and hopefully you'll see some light, and that's when you just got to keep pushing through.
All right, Curtis, these quarterbacks have been gaining all this attention here about their little skills games they do at the end of practice. If the linebackers did something like that after practice, what kind of skills games would those be?
Oh, man, if a linebacker did – if we did skill games, number one, somebody probably – we would probably race – number two, we probably arm wrestle. Number three, probably who could jump the highest. So we do like physical, like athletic games where they do like little, I'm going to throw the tennis ball at the yard marker, those kind of games. So, you know, that's what they enjoy doing that. And it's cool to watch them play. I don't know how they make up all these weird games they play.
I think Drew just makes the ones up that he knows he can win. I think that's the secret.
And if you know Drew, he don't like to lose. So I know he's making up all the games so he can win every one of them.
Great seeing you again. Thanks for the visit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Curtis Lofton in the Saints defense. After a shaky first day or so of practice, they've put together some good ones over the last couple. They're getting rest today and are back at it tomorrow. We'll continue our show from the Greenbrier here at Saints training camp in West Virginia with special teams coordinator Greg McMahon in just a moment. Everything you need to know about your New Orleans Pelicans is right in the palm of your hands. The New Orleans Pelicans app is easy to use, plus makes an excellent companion whether you're watching the team in the Smoothie King Center or on the road. Recently added features on the app include the latest videos and highlights, plus access to a full list of arena amenities. Download the Pelicans app for free now on your iPhone or Android devices. For more information, check out pelicans.com today.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash.
It's a whole lot of cash.
From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else.
It's only in Louisiana.
It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Time to visit with a guy who's maybe has been as busy as anybody out there, and that's special teams coordinator, Greg McMahon. Okay, I don't think, Greg, I have ever known a special teams coach who probably didn't lead his staff in energy, but you seem to kind of take it to the next level. What's the secret? Where does it come from?
I don't know about that. I mean, I look at our, you know, I know the kind of staff Coach Payton has, but hey, we're always telling our guys we're trying to pound 20 pounds of bologna in a 10-pound bag. Mm-hmm. So we're humping it hard. And, hey, look, every day you go to work, you got to love what you're doing. You got to love the guys you're around. And so, you know, and that's how I feel. I mean, I love going to work. I love working with these players and being part of this staff and part of this program. So every day I get up, whether I'm here in West Virginia or I'm in Metairie, Louisiana, I'm blessed to be here.
This is only my second camp with you guys, but here in the first 5 days, it seems like a ton of time being spent on your units. Uh-huh. Is that kind of been the norm early in camp, or is this year different in some way?
Well, actually, the schedule, as far as how we're doing it, it's identical to what we did last year here. For example, on an A schedule, mm-hmm. today we had a 10-minute walkthrough, and then we have two periods of specials. We have 10 minutes and then 10 minutes. So we'll have it basically 30 minutes, which is identical to what we did a year ago, and then we have the punt returners. But maybe you're just paying attention.
There's a first, that's for sure. I've heard you talk about it. I hear Coach Payton talk about it all the time, that yeah. really, for, I don't want to say fringe guys, but you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. The route onto the roster is a lot of times through right. special teams. Does that make it, you know, I don't know, that process of weeding those guys out through your units, how do you manage that through those couple of preseason games?
That's a great question. And it's so critical. And so we're really diligent on, and maybe that's why you see what you see at practice. We're so diligent on trying to make sure that we have the shared reps and make sure that we got those guys in position to where they could be successful. And at the same time is we're building and making sure that we're ready to go for when our first game approaches, that we've got the right guys on the roster mm-hmm. and they're playing the right positions, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. So it's painstaking attention to detail, but that's what our job is. And it's an exciting time. I love this time of the year.
When you talk about getting those guys ready for their, I guess, their auditions during the preseason games, great, they may not be necessarily the guys that you have on special teams at the start of the regular season. Do you have to almost start all over again?
Let me tell you a quick scenario. So we have what we call the look squads, which are basically servicing the, let's say, punt team. Well, we turned the film off the other day and said, look, on the look squad is Josh Hill mm-hmm. and Kyrie Robinson. Now, both those guys were wearing the orange beanies, and all of a sudden they made our team. So we're trying to put those guys in position, whether they're on the look squad or not, to be playing the positions that we want to do. So they're playing with our fundamentals and our techniques. And then the games, we give enough plays to where the games take care of themselves and we can see what their production is. But it's a very good question. You got to be really diligent on where you put these guys.
Your return men, they look fast. One of them, though, is very young, and the other one's not much older than he is. What's that like for you to put such a big job in young hands like that?
Well, you know,
I guess I'm talking about Cooks and
sure,
Morgan.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you've got Cooks, you've got Morgan, you've got Cadet.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, they're talented players. It's exciting. I mean, it's on us to develop them, and because they're willing participants. I mean, they'll do whatever we ask them to do and what we demand of them. So I'm excited. I know one thing. I know they're young and all that, but that's a heck of a lot better than not having them. So I'm excited about these young guys, and I know coaches and all of us. So they're going to be exciting to watch.
Jairus Byrd got back on the practice yeah. field for the first time today. I guess I had to look back. Maybe it was college the last time I saw him return kicks, but does he factor into this, or is he Is he going to be the guy that perhaps fills that Lance Moore role for you back there, that kind of the sure bet?
I think you're right. Okay. I mean, I think our vision is being a like you said, a Lance Moore type, as far as you always have to have depth at the punt returners, at the snappers, at the – so you've got it. And so he actually came to, and said, hey, I'm going to catch punts. And he Stan Kwan, who works with us, was in Buffalo, and Jarius actually caught punts for them in that same role in Buffalo. So, and he did it at Oregon. Mm-hmm. So he's a fundamentally sound guy. So that's a great thing for us.
The league's going to try some things out that involve special teams here during the preseason. Do you like what they're going to try and do, and how do you have to prepare for that?
So pretty much backing the extra point up from the 15, and it's fine. I mean, hey, look, it's relative to everybody in the league. So if everybody's doing it, we'll do it. We're fine. I like both our kickers, so it is what it is, and it's equal for both teams. So we just do it, and it's instead of an extra point now, maybe it's more of a field goal. But there's no gimmies anyway, so that's I don't think that's a big, huge deal.
Do you think that's where we're going? I mean, do you see that's possibly what they might do?
You know what? Without trying to skate the question, I have no clue. I don't know where all the stuff comes from. I just do our job, and so I really don't know. I think it's a valid question, but I'm not sure.
I hope that the rest of camp goes as well as these first 5 days. Greg, thanks.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
At the Ochsner Hospital for Children, no matter where you turn, you're surrounded by bravery. Children and teens dealing with health problems beyond their years. Parents working hard to keep the worry from their face. Doctors and nurses doing everything possible to get them back home, where they belong. From rare brain tumors and leukemia to heart conditions and organ transplants, we offer a level of pediatric care unmatched in Louisiana. With more advanced capabilities than any other children's hospital in the region, even our kids-only ER can handle any pediatric emergency. In fact, the only thing tougher than the problems we see every day are the kids themselves. Choose the Ochsner Hospital for Children and never wonder if you could have done more. Call 866-OCHSNER to find an affiliated pediatrician near you. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.
Punt, pass, kick, and dunk.
Lob to the rim, alley-oop dunk, Anthony Davis.
This is the Black and Blue Report.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. We've talked plenty of football today. We certainly want to turn our attention to the basketball side of things, the blue part of the Black and Blue Report. Not only does blue certainly go for the Pelicans, it also goes for Team USA. And certainly, if you're a basketball fan right now, at this time of year, probably all eyes on Las Vegas as Team USA is going through its camp right now, leading up to a showcase game on Friday night. And with that, we have Pelicans head coach Monty Williams on the coaching staff, and we're represented by our own Anthony Davis out of Team USA. With the departure now of Blake Griffin and Kevin Love, who have pulled out of the Team USA program at least for this summer, it seems that all eyes are on Anthony Davis with regard to scoring in the paint for Team USA. Here earlier this week was head coach Mike Krzyzewski talking about that very particular situation for Davis.
Well, we lost two big guys in the last 48 hours. So, we're going to have active bigs. You know, our main guy is Anthony Davis. See who else fits in.
And with that, we bring in our own Jim Eichenhofer from Pelicans.com, who is with Team USA and our guys out in Las Vegas. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
Doing very well. I would imagine it's much cooler here in West Virginia today than it is in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm sure. I haven't really looked at what you guys have been dealing with in West Virginia, but it's been the usual 100, 105 degree days here in Las Vegas in July. So, yeah, it's a little steamy, but I'm kind of used to it by now.
Yeah, it's currently 63 degrees here, just to rub it into you. So, we just heard from Coach K there. Give me kind of what Anthony Davis's week has been like with Team USA.
Well, they've been doing pretty long practices, actually a little bit unusually long for what I expected the first couple days, Monday and Tuesday. They've done a lot of scrimmaging. I think they're basically in the initial stages. Obviously, they haven't even selected the team yet as far as the 12 guys that are going to be on it, but I think they're also in the early stages of trying to figure out what lineups work best and who's going to be playing with which guys, eventually who's going to start and who's going to be in the rotation. So that's what he's been doing. At least that's what's been available to the media to watch is the scrimmages. So I've been getting a chance to watch him play, and of course he's been doing really well. And team-wide, no matter who you talk to, there's just been a lot of praise for him, and I think people across the league just recognize the potential that he has, and he's already a really good player, and I think you've seen a lot of that this week in these first couple days.
I know you said they're trying to still pick their 12 and the rotations and all that, but Jim, it just doesn't seem like, based on your coverage and others, it just doesn't seem like that Anthony Davis is even a question mark in that scenario.
No, I think if anybody thought, was nervous at all that there was a chance he wouldn't make the team, or that was even a possibility, just listening to Coach K the first couple days, for example, people asked him about how Kevin Love and Blake Griffin both withdrew their names from consideration. He was asked, Coach K has been asked about that a lot these first couple days, and at one point he said basically, you know, Anthony Davis is our main player. So, I mean, when you hear that, you know that he's a lock to be on the team. That not only do they look at him as a guy that's going to be on the roster, but in terms of power forwards and centers, he's really the number one guy. There's not really anyone, I think, that has a more important role on the team than he does in terms of the two big positions.
If you remember last year, Jim, Anthony Davis's performance with Team USA during their mini camp in kind of one of their off years almost served as a coming out party as to what we saw in his second year at the NBA level. In watching him this week, do you see another step? Do you see more growth with Anthony?
Yeah, I think his confidence continues to skyrocket, basically. I think we saw, especially during that stretch in March during the regular season, where he averaged something like 32, 15, and 3 blocks, that he's just getting to the point where he realizes how good he is and that he can do that kind of, he can dominate like that on a regular basis. And I think one of the big things that comes from participating in this camp is that now he's doing it against the best players in the league. So, you know, it's nothing to sneeze at that he did that during the regular season, but occasionally he's getting matched up against guys that he can just dominate just by walking out on the court. But when you can do that in USA basketball, I can't imagine what that does for your confidence when you know that you can still perform at that level and you're playing against what people recognize as, you know, some of the top 20, 25 players in the league, at least among Americans.
Jim Eichenhofer with us from Las Vegas with Team USA. Jim, have you been able to talk to Monty Williams, the Pelicans head coach who was on that coaching staff with Team USA? And if so, what has he shared with you this week?
Yeah, I have talked to him a couple times. He's obviously, just like everybody else, has been really impressed by the way Anthony has played. One of the things that we talked about yesterday that I'm going to write about is just how the injuries that happened with the Pelicans last season was really disappointing. But unfortunately, another aspect of fallout from that is that Ryan Anderson and Drew Holiday would probably both be here if it wasn't for the fact that they're both rehabbing from injuries. So we talked about that a little bit. And I think one of the things that was interesting from last year was not only did Anthony Davis play extremely well in the showcase game, like you referred to, and people saw that as like, wow, he's on the verge of becoming a great player. But Ryan and Drew also played really well in that game. Drew had, like, I want to say, like 15 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And Ryan scored 9 points in 9 minutes, all on three-pointers. I don't think he missed one in that game. So we talked a little bit about that, and I talked to some of the other players in the league, especially guys in our division like James Harden and Chandler Parsons, just about, you know, what those guys could bring to the team if they were here. Unfortunately, you know, it wasn't possible with the injuries that they had, but maybe down the road next year and beyond, we'll see those guys back here at USA Basketball.
Certainly, I'm asking you about our angle to Team USA, but, you know, on a in if you pull back a little bit, kind of bigger storylines, Derrick Rose has obviously dominated some of the stuff coming out of Las Vegas this week. Are there any other storylines that are out there that may develop here in these coming days?
I haven't been paying a ton of attention to the other guys, I have to be honest with you. But I think one thing to watch is, as we mentioned earlier, Anthony Davis is the man as far as the big guys. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the other spots, because really the only two other guys that really have played center in the NBA regularly are DeMarcus Cousins and Andre Drummond. Both of those guys are very young in the early part of their career, especially Drummond. And Cousins, I'm pretty sure I don't need to tell people, has a lot of question marks as far as his attitude and some of the issues that he's had, both, you know, on the court and just getting into scraps with referees and so on and so forth. So that's one thing that I think people should be watching, is which of those guys are going to make the team. It might be both, because they need, you know, help at the big positions. But other than that, I was happy to see that Paul Millsap, a Louisiana guy, was added to the roster at the last minute as a result of some of the guys that left. So, you know, I'd like to see him make the team ultimately. I'm not sure what his chances are, but I was happy because he not only is he a Louisiana guy, but he's also somebody that seems like he's always been kind of under the radar and hasn't really gotten appreciated for how good of a player he is in the NBA.
Good stuff, Jim Eichenhofer. Hey, one more question before I let you go. It's usually this coming weekend where we get our look at the NBA schedule. Have you heard any talk about whether that's going to be the case this year in being around folks around the league there, or are we going to be delayed a little bit?
You know, that's a good question, because I personally, based on how things have always gone in the past, I kind of tentatively circled next Tuesday as the day that it would be released, but I don't have any confirmation at all from anyone. And from some of the reports I've seen, I've heard people refer to the fact that it might be mid-August that they release it, which would, to me, from what I remember, would be the latest it's ever been released. So I haven't heard anything set in stone. I'm hoping next week we see it. I mean, you know, our lives are pretty much completely dictated by that once it comes out. So I'm anxious to see it, but I'm hoping next week, but it's possible that it could be pushed back even later.
Yeah, could be. I mean, with all that's been going on with this talk of an extended All-Star break and then the movement of players in the East, it could push back just a little bit. Hey, enjoy the rest of your time in Las Vegas, Jim. I'm anxious to see you when we all get back here to the campus there in Metairie for the Pelicans and the Saints.
Thanks for having me, Sean. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back in a couple weeks from now.
Perfect. Jim Eichenhofer from Pelicans.com. Again, follow his work this week regarding Anthony Davis and Team USA. And otherwise, we'll be back to wrap up Black and Blue Report for this Wednesday in just a moment.
In New Orleans, food is more than a passion. It's a tradition, and Zatarain's has been part of that tradition for 125 years. From jambalaya and dirty rice to crab boil and more, Zatarain's has been jazzing up dinner since before there was jazz. We're excited about what next season might bring. Jazz it up tonight with Zatarain's, proud sponsor of the New Orleans Pelicans.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-Star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit Pelicans.com today. Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report.
We're about to wrap things up on this Wednesday edition of the Black and Blue Report. By the way, I just want to mention, last night, and I know John and I think we touched upon this on yesterday's podcast, but last night, John DeShazer and myself were guest trivia quiz masters, I guess, at a trivia night, pub trivia night they do at the Irish Pub here in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And I'm happy to report we killed it. So we nailed it. We represented New Orleans very well. And, well, we just had a good time last night, that's for sure. Other than that, we'll enjoy the rest of a slower day here at training camp, and we'll be back with you full blast tomorrow as the black and gold hits the practice field here again at the Greenbrier. Our thanks to Jim Eichenhofer from Pelicans.com today, Curtis Lofton, and Greg McMahon, too. Of course, thank you as always to you, our listeners, the fans of the Saints and the Pelicans. For Daniel Salerson, I'm Sean Kelly, and until tomorrow on the Black and Blue Report, so long for just a while.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.